11 minutes past 9 o'clock, and I have the pleasure of introducing to you live in the studio Natalie Heslin, the co-author of the groundbreaking book 100 Years of Women, Motorsport and Monaco, co-written alongside Lacey Da Costa. Nancy, first of all, good morning. How are you? It's lovely to see you.
Thanks, Sarah. For a minute there, I thought when I heard the Woofer of the Week ad, I was like, am I the Woofer of the Week?
So I'm
glad that we switched gears here. Thank you so much, really. Thank you for having me on.
You're welcome. Well, basically, I've been hearing a lot about this project.
Oh, thanks.
You're here to tell our listeners more. It's a not-for-profit book. It's a celebration of the incredible women who've made their mark in motorsport over the years, and it's getting attention not just for its incredible content, but for the powerful message that it sends about gender equality in a traditionally, of course, male-dominated sport. And not only that, but you and Lacey co-founded Monaco's first 100% female-owned publishing house, so congratulations.
Thank
on
you.
That. So, tell us, how did the idea for the book, 100 Years of Women, Motorsport and Monaco, come about, and how did it lead as well, the creation of this new publishing house?
Well, you know, Sarah, in Monaco, everything is about timing and who you know, and it really was one of those random moments where I was having coffee with some women, four women, actually, who all live in Monaco, and when we think about motorsport, we always think of all the F1 drivers that live here, but there's a whole community of women that are part of the motorsport industry. And they were having this conversation about, oh, how could we engage girls and young women into careers? Because there's so much possibility. Even if you're just into environment and sustainability, there's things you can do. But if you listen to people talk about motorsport and you know nothing, like I did, about motorsport, it's like a foreign language. I was like, what is going on here? And as a journalist, I thought, you know what? They're talking about creating an event for girls in Monaco. I think I could write a book about stories and engage young women in that way. Not girls versus boys, men versus women, but there has to be some stories with all these rallies and races that we have here. And it started like that. And, you know, I get these ideas. I'm a bit nutty sometimes. And I said to my friend Lacey, as I always do with a whimsical idea, oh, I'm going to write a book about women in motorsport. And we'll present it with these girls at this event that everyone is doing. And she's like, yeah, let's do it. And she said, but if we do it, we have to start a publishing house so that we make sure it's published. And then that's how it started. So we kind of did it in reverse. We started this publishing house as of March last year. We're an official SARL in Monaco, the first owned by women. And the idea for us is really, if anyone knows me as a journalist here for years, I am a big supporter of the community. And we've decided to, with this publishing house, to create books and in projects that really are made in Monaco, support women in Monaco, but inclusive also, businesses, services, to get the whole thing out. And that led to this book and why it's nonprofit.
And that's the Carob Publishing.
Carob Tree Publishing.
The name being, of course?
The name is actually, Carob is Monaco's national tree, which I learned from Philip, who owns L'Orangerie, because he has a carob liqueur, and he uses the carob product to create liqueurs. And I was like, oh, that's a great thing to promote Monaco. So it's Carob Tree Publishing.
Okay, now going back to the book and motorsport and women, there was what seemed to be a huge gap. I mean, I think the last woman to attempt Formula One qualification was back in 1992. And then more recently, it was Jessica Hawkins, who in September of 2023, who stepped into an Aston Martin F1 car for a test session, making her the latest female to do so. So you've got all those years where nothing happened. Obviously, it started in the late 50s with women taking part, but all that time nothing happened. So there's a whole generation, I would imagine, that just didn't know that women took part in motor racing. And I guess this book has led you to find out the stories that maybe people didn't know about. And what kind of impact are you hoping that this book and the creation of the publishing house will have on maybe wanting to inspire girls and young women here in Monaco, and particularly in the motorsport?
Well, I actually did a little bit of research and I came across a real nugget which started the 1925 to 2025, 100 years. And I think that a lot of people do think about race sport, but race cars, and not actually the rally side of racing, where women have been participating for literally 100 years. So I came across something that was about a Madame Mertens who did the Rally Monte Carlo. It was the fourth edition in 1925. And Madame Mertens left Tunisia She drove over 4,000 kilometers without GPS, without, you know, a phone to take selfies and go, hey, look what I'm doing. She had no Waze, the apps to tell her where to go. She drove through Morocco, took a ferry, came through, drove right through here to Monaco. And she was the first woman in history to come in the top three. She finished on the podium. She finished second place. And her story is quite remarkable. And that's actually our starting point. And we were really lucky to fall into that because the event that that we are trying to create for students in Monaco happened to be January 24th, 2025. And Monaco is the world capital of sport, 2025. So this 100 years was a beautiful tie-in to offer something to students here. And we discovered these incredible, inspiring, adventurous, brave, determined women who did all kinds of driving and went on to fly solo around the world. The ones that ended up doing race car driving, it's not that they are talking about how they were treated, but it was just the sign of the times of having to prove themselves. There was one woman that, one French woman, Kathy Muller, for example, in 1981, she wanted to be a race car driver. And she was the first woman to get into the Winfield Driving Academy. And most people that go there can end up being an F1 driver. Kathy that year, first girl to be, I think she was 18, she qualified for the end of the year race, did the race against all the men, and the race director said, no, race again. It doesn't count. So she raced again and she won. And then they said, we'll switch cars with the guy that's behind you. She had to race three or four times before the judges finally said, look, like, let her win because the buffet's getting cold. And so, you know, but she's, that was 1981. But there, from 1925, there are hundreds of stories of these women. And so what we're trying to create is say, look, these aren't just stories about women. You can pick up this book and read any one of the 65 stories or look at these amazing photos that, you know, the Automobile Club archives have given us. And you just go, wow, I can do that. And that's what we're trying to say to young people is that there's a whole world out there and I can do that. It's not about men versus women. It's not about girls versus boys. It's about being brave. It's about being bold. It's about having a passion and going after it. And there's also, I just want to say, in this book, there's also, we have 100 years of drivers, of rally and race car, but we also celebrate the women in Monaco who do the roles of motorsport.
Yeah, and that's, yeah.
You don't even know that they're here.
Well, exactly. I mean, as you said, all the research and hard work that's gone into it's 240 pages of content, which is just incredible. And it features contributions from 8 talented local women writers. Could you just maybe tell us a little bit about how did that collaboration come about?
So we decided to do a non-for-profit book. And we were really fortunate, as I said, to have the Automobile Club of Monaco give the access to archives. But we also had Ed Wright come on and say, look, I'll donate my time and services as a photographer. So we weren't worried about the cost of that. But as a journalist working here for 20-something years, I was never going to bring on people that I liked in writing to say, look, we'll just give you a byline. I can't stand when people do that because it doesn't pay your rent. So we needed to get some money from sponsorship to be able to pay women that I have worked with over 20 years that I really believe in. None of us had a motorsport background, but I knew they would be involved for the right reasons, not to better their career, not to get a, you know, step on people's toes. So we brought in 8 fantastic writers. 3 of them are really people in Monaco will know. Paula Farquharson, who is the director of the Princess Grace Irish Library. Paula is a trained journalist. We have Susanna Chambers, who is the communication director at Top Marks. Susanna is a trained journalist. And Annette Anderson, who everybody knows from Stars and Bars and now Marius. Annette was a trained journalist. And so instead of, and there's more women, but instead of saying, look, write in this one style, we said, here are some women, go profile them and have your own voice. And then we ran out of money, so I ended up having to write half the book because we couldn't get sponsorship. But they play, it was just a real privilege to work together and build a community with these people.
Well, well done and congratulations on getting there to the final result, which of course the official release of 100 Years of Women, Motorsport and Monaco took place in January of this year. Prince Albert was there. What was it like to have him involved and what did his support mean for this project?
Let's see. He was really amazing because he right away agreed to write the preface for the book when he heard about it. And to be honest, I probably should have approached him earlier on in the project to say, would you be involved? But I really didn't have the confidence. I've never done anything like this. Lacey's never done anything like this. And you can't really just go up to the prince and go, hey, we have a women project. His coming on board really meant a lot. And his support to be at this event was just, I can't really put it into words. It was, if you dream about planning something for a year and it comes off better than you could have ever imagined, and you know what, everyone had fun. And just having him there and having a little bit of a laugh together, I think really shows, all the photos are him with women. And it shows, and he knows a lot of them from rally driving, and it just shows the kind of person that he is within his own community. We matter. And if more people, businesses and banks, could see that women also matter, it would start making a difference here. It's very frustrating. It's very frustrating. If I can just say this quickly, that when I was working with Forbes Monaco for years, it's very difficult to, I was editor-in-chief, so I was high up, and it was very difficult to watch events that were women-based here not get the kind of financial support. You know, you have Sherry Blair, you have these Power Women Summits with eight women you couldn't possibly imagine coming to Monaco, creating really unique dialogue. We couldn't get sponsorship for things like that. But then you throw a Bitcoin gala at the yacht club and you throw a bunch of cowboys nobody's ever heard of in there, and people seem to throw money at that. And I promised myself, if I'm ever in a situation in the driver's seat, like the song you just played, I really want to try and do things differently. And Lacey feels that way. And all the women involved in this project, it's a community project. It's our book. And I hope that it creates momentum for people to say, yeah, I just want to do things differently.
Well, and of course, not only the launch, but you organised a student conference on International Women's Sports Day at the Prince's Car Collection to introduce students to careers in motorsport. Can you tell us about the event, and especially as it was organised with much of this project on a zero budget?
Oh, it was unbelievable. I guess Siri had no money. But it was the project with Valerie Clozier, who is the director of the Car Collection, and Tiffany Parlino, who's the president of the Women in Motorsport Commission at the Automobile Club de Monaco, and Martine Ackerman, who, if anyone's ever done her child care Monaco rally every September, you know who she is. So it was an event that we had sort of thought, let's get young students involved. Again, I think maybe because it was a grassroots event, we were able to get the support of the Iron Dames for the first time here for the side of car racing, not for horse equestrian riding. And we had FIA, the Women's Commission. We had support. We had Formula One Academy and Formula E because they have residents here. And it was just an unbelievable. I mean, I was moderating the event and I was sitting in front of like 120 students, and I kept thinking, I'm going to be competing with their mobile phones. Like, this is just going to go badly. We had Michelle Mouton, who was the guest of honor. I felt a lot of pressure because when you have all these names that you're bringing together and you're promising an event and you're promising a book, it's their image. And so, you know, we start the event and I'm looking at all these women, because Monaco has a lot of sport-oriented schools and programs. So we really honed in on that. And it was just the most unbelievable thing. They nobody looked at their phones. There was silence. They got involved with our panelists. And even the panelists said they had never had an event like that where the students were so dynamic and engaged. And it was just, again, I couldn't have asked for anything better. And it was such a group community, goodwill, everything that I've ever dreamed of in my life was created. And, you know, some of the students cried and some of them said it changed their lives. And that's all I wanted, is I said, if we could create something where one person says, I want to do that, or this moment has changed my life. And it wasn't because I was speaking. It was the group of panelists that just sharing their stories and talking about what's out there in this big world for you.
Yeah, you've achieved part of your goal. You've got such huge goals, Nancy.
But, you know, did you ever watch that movie on Netflix? What was it called? It was with The Woman in the Sea.
Yes, about, amazing.
Right? Mm. What is her name? Trudy Elderly, and she swims across the channel. And you watch that and you think, oh my gosh, why have I not heard about her before, right? Mm. And this is what these stories are. And there's more out there. And we need to tell these stories, because it's not that now is our time. It's always our time. It's just the stories haven't been shared.
Now, the portion of the book's sales go towards supporting the next generation of female talent in motorsport. So how can people get involved to maybe contribute to this cause?
So we have our website, carobtreepublishing.com, and you can buy copies there. And we're also saying, to the Monaco community especially, because we like to support each other, if you don't want the copy, if you say, look, it's just going to sit there, donate a copy, because we give them to students. You can also, as of early next week, go to Fnac Monaco, and we're going to have a location in Nice soon, so you can check our website for that. But today is the, you can come down and meet us today, because it's the last day of the Rally Monte Carlo Historique, And we will be down at Raskas from 4 o'clock because there are 45 women who will be crossing the finish line today. Some are mixed teams, some are just all women teams. And the Automobile Club de Monaco has donated copies that we're going to give to these women when they cross the finish line, which is exciting. And there'll be people in the book that are there, like Françoise Conchoni, who has, you know, she's a five-time French women champion. And she'll be there, and she's done the historic. Come down and meet these women. Like, it's really, you know, we say, oh, I don't like cars. Cars aren't the future. It's not that. Just ask them what they've been doing. It's pretty incredible. And, you know, Lacey and I are going to be there. We're always happy to talk to people if you have a manuscript. Well, let me just say, if you have a manuscript and you're serious about it, because everybody thinks they have a story, but you need to work on your story and talk to us about it.
Well, yeah, and it was quite perfect timing with the historic rally because, of course, like you were mentioning, the first women in motor racing had no GPS, and that's the case of the historic rally, isn't it? They still do it as they did in the old days.
No, it's fantastic. Yeah. It's fantastic. And Sarah, I think that you might be our next story, so we'll have to have a chat.
Me? What have I done? I'm quite good at map reading.
Oh, we could join we could be a team next year in the car.
My mother was absolutely useless. She used to get after that. Left at the petrol station was the best place. Right, joking apart, and looking ahead, finally, Nancy, what are your hopes for the future of women in motorsport? I know that's quite a big question, and I need a short answer. But especially here in Monaco, and also what projects are you most excited about in the near future?
Boy, that's a big question. My goals, I guess, I just hope that women start supporting women a bit more. I think we need to change the narrative with men, and men need to stop just standing on the sidelines applauding these initiatives and actually support it with money so that we can create financial opportunities for women. But women need to be supporting each other. Yes, you know, we can be competitive. That's important. But there's, to me, success is not finite. There's success for everybody. We need to start, especially teaching young people to learn about, okay, encouraging each other, sharing success. So for me, if this book can get out there and make some kind of an impact on that, and for one woman even to start to think about things differently, the way we talk to each other, and start creating opportunities, as I say, financial opportunities for people, that's a big thing. As for the company with Lacey and I, you know, I really hope that we can share stories of people, not just in Monaco, but that really tie into history. Because anyone that's lived here, there's a really specific thing about living here that you can only appreciate when you're actually day-to-day breathing and living in Monaco and the south of France. And I hope that we can share those stories. And I hope we're supported by the community. And I really have no idea. Will this book company last? I have no idea. I mean, we're taking a risk because made in Monaco products cost money. You know, working with local businesses, working with local services, we're not printing in China, we're printing here with Graphic Service, who I've worked with for a long time, but there's a cost to that. But for us, the price of not doing business locally is just too much, and I'm not sure, will people support us? I don't know. So we'll have to wait and see. Well, we'll meet up in a year's time and talk about it.
Oh, no, do come back before. You set off on the right foot, so wishing you all the best of luck.
Thanks, Sarah. I really appreciate you having me on the show. It's great. Everyone listens to you, and I know that it means a lot that I'm here.
No, thank you for coming in, and do come back
I will.
Tell us more.
Thanks.
Nancy Heslin, thank you very much.